From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Chinese government says democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take their seats in the legislature. The issue emerged when two pro-independence members were sworn in, pledging allegiance to the Hong Kong nation rather than China. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order. China's conclusion that some elected legislators are unfit for office has triggered a political uproar that threatens to deepen divisions between Hong Kong and China. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power, captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says there has been no real progress so far in the offensive. A Peshmerga tank commander on Monday said his forces have almost finished the job of pushing into the northern city that's being held by the Islamic State group. The commander is Siad Barzani, the brother of the president of the Kurdish regional government in Iraq. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from Islamic State fighters. This is VOA News. The 2016 U.S. presidential campaign is almost over. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are on marathon campaign swings before Tuesday's election. Trump headed to five states, including Florida.
And they say we'll get a tremendous amount of credit, win or lose. I said, no. I don't want any credit if we lose. I'm not looking for credit. I'm looking to make America great again, not credit.
Clinton is making four stops in three states. Here she is in the eastern U.S. city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Now, I have spent my public career fighting for kids and families and standing up for our country. And if you give me the privilege of your vote tomorrow, that is what I will do every single day of my presidency.
U.S. political surveys continue to show Clinton with a small, consistent edge of about 2 or 3 percentage points in the national popular vote. New York City officials are working with the Secret Service to bolster security as the city hosts the election night gatherings of both major presidential party candidates. James O'Neill is the New York Police Commissioner.
Tomorrow, Election Day in New York City brings with it a very unique set of challenges. For the first time in modern memory, both major party candidates for president will monitor the results here in New York and hold election night parties in Midtown Manhattan.
Federal and state officials are looking into intelligence reports that al-Qaeda is planning a terrorist attack on or before the election. Possible targets are said to include New York, Virginia, and Texas. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died Monday of complications from Parkinson's disease. She was 78 years old. Negotiators from nearly 200 countries are meeting on how to implement the Paris Agreement on global warming. Top U.N. climate official Patricia Espinoza spoke to delegates at the start of the two-week meeting in Morocco.
No politician or citizen, no business manager or investor can doubt that the transformation to a low-emission, resilient society and economy is a singular determination of the community of nations.
The immediate task for delegates is to write a rule book, including how to measure and report emissions. Swedish law enforcement officials will interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange about rape accusations. The interview is scheduled for November 14th at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he has been holed up since 2012. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.